Well, it's been a cold autumn in the south, and as usual, the best weather is just beginning in the north. The big news around here, though, is I'm getting divorced. Well, changing a phone company these days is about as messy as getting a divorce, so I'm giving Telstra back my wedding ring. I've finally had enough. She can have my phone number, my fax number, my ISDN connection, my email account, and all my goodwill. After 32 years, I'm giving Telstra the flick. So if I disappear off the planet for the next little while, you'll just have to persevere and find me again in some obscure directory. Old loyal customers of British Telecom and Marbell will understand the trauma that Australians are going through now. But you'll have to book me in for counselling because I am fed up with Telstra. In 1991, I was part of a research team at the labour movement think tank, the Evatt Foundation, called Telefuture. We envisaged the natural telecommunications monopoly, Telstra, as the key, and optical fibre as the pathway for Australia to go beyond the international front runners of telecommunication. It was the hardest report we ever did. Every lobby group and every technology wonk advocate from microwave to satellite put up smoke screens, and government wanted privatisation and deregulation come hell or high water. The then Treasurer Paul Keating had his toilet paper printed with the word Evatt on every sheet, and he used to curse us as he dropped each bomb. But such was the passion we had for Telstra, and the only consolation from that time is that we were right and the policymakers were wrong. When I first set up my office at a farm midway between Canberra and Sydney in 1996, there was only the copper cable. Telstra told us we needed to collect signatures to bring broadband into our area. I became an organiser. We collected over 150 signatures in our small community of 400. I even appeared on a Telstra ad on a quad bike, talking about how important broadband was for farms. Telstra said that was enough, and I was delighted when they upgraded our exchange and started laying out fibre optic cable, even up my road less than 2 feet from my office. But while some people got access to broadband in our village, including those in town, on the outskirts of town, we, like many others, were told we were too far from the exchange to receive ADSL. Then Telstra cut out the CDMA network, which was the only reliable mobile service, and now I have to stand on a rock in the paddock to receive their next G network. I've been fighting them ever since. I've written to the big boss, the minister, the opposition, and had the hopeless, toothless telecommunications ombudsman to investigate my complaints, all to no avail. We only resolve conflicts, we cannot make recommendations on infrastructure, says our toothless ombudsman. It's the same rotten story for country people all over Australia. I suspect my story in a relatively affluent regional area is the tip of the iceberg. So just as we predicted in Telefuture, because it was unfashionable to invest in the best through a natural monopoly public carrier, Australia is embarked on an expensive American-influenced route that delivers second-rate telecommunications. The irony is that I am eligible now for a subsidy that will build a satellite dish on my roof to receive higher-speed broadband. It's not as fast and is more unreliable than the cable-based broadband, but it will be better than the ISDN service I currently slog along on. It's a second-rate compromise. Meantime, Telstra has spent hundreds of thousands in our valley on fibre optic cable, and now taxpayers are forking out for another service provider to provide broadband for me and others in a small community. Telstra is like a Sam Beckett play. The consumers pay the world's highest fees, have to deal with the world's worst customer service, and must wait for Godot, who never comes. Kevin Rudd came to office promising world-class high-speed broadband for all. We're going to hold you to that promise, Kevin, because at the moment, Australians are in the middle of a scrapyard telecommunications derby. Opportunistic teams are all in the junkyard trying to build contraptions that will satisfy some bureaucrat or regulator, or are playing games with politicians and consumers. Ah, 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 ah There was once a time when